Use the one to lay your rolls off with. After you break it in the, or turn it, he called it, in the spring, you go over it with a hire, a gee-whiz, he called it. It's a flat thing with teeth on it, you know, it break up the clods. And then he would lay off his rolls. And he used different kind of plows. I can't remember the names of them, but he'd use a wing plow for some of it, and a turn plow, and different ones he used to lay it off and cover it, and then when he'd plow it.
What would he use if he was plowing on a hill?
Be the same thing.
What is it that the wheels of the wagon fit into?
You mean on the wagon?
Yeah.
That'd be the axle. I mean, you know, where they're fastened on to the wagon, that'd be the axle, wagon axles.
If you had an X-shaped frame that you put a log across, chop it, what would you call that?
That'd be a sawhorse, I believe is what they used to call them. Wood rack, either one of that would be used. In the terms they used, wood rack or a sawhorse.
If you were going to set up a table at, say, a church supper, and you needed an extra table, and you just had some boards and set them on something, how would you?
They used the sawhorses for that too. And I saw it building.
Mm-hmm. When you straighten your hair with a comb and
hairbrush. I use a hairbrush.
When you use one of those, you say that you're going to
brush it.
What kind of razor did your daddy use?
Straight razor.
How did he sharpen it?
On a razor strap. And they had what they call razor hones, but he used a strap.
What was it made out of?
Leather.
Blank
would be what you'd use in a revolver.
You know, when children in a sometimes have a thing that they, well, it's a long board over a, sometimes a rock, sometimes a sawhorse, sometimes something, and they, one will sit on one end, one will sit on the other, and they go up and down.
I know what you call them, but I can't think right now. I know what you call, what we call them when we put them up on a pole that went around and around. We call them flying jennies. And I can't think of what we call the other. I know, but it's just sort of blank right now.
What do you call a limber plank that's fixed at both ends that children can jump up and down on? When it's just real loose.
Diving board?
Well, no.
No, you wouldn't call it that. That is close to the water, but I can't think what you call them. I know what you're talking about because we've had them.
Okay. Describe the flying jenny for me. You said it was a...
Well, we usually, I never will forget falling off one time. I almost got killed. And we had it in a pine thicket, and it was just a pine cut down is about that big around, and we had another cut out in the middle to fit down on that and nailed just with a loose bolt in it, and one could get on each end of that and get it started around, and it would just fly around, and I got slung off of it one time. I went way down in the pine thicket, just almost killed me. But that's what a flying jenny was. And why can't I think of the other? I know the name up just as well as I want to.